It is interesting to me how people do reshape the Bible in terms of the blinders that they put on looking at it. One of the arguments that I've heard is that the Bible says marriage is always just one man, one woman, and that's it. And I'm sorry, but I don't think I see it ever being said. I mean, it certainly talks about Adam and Eve and being one flesh, but it doesn't say anything about only one. As a matter of fact, the example I see is mainly of multiple wives. So is there a place in the Bible where it actually says one man, one woman?
You know, there may be some texts in the New Testament, which I don't study as much. They're not as a part of my specialization. There may be texts in the New Testament that do that. I don't want to say for sure that there are or there aren't. What I will say is that you're right to notice that in the Old Testament, the sort of norm for marriage included the possibility of multiple wives and sometimes concubines, as we say, some sort of wife of secondary status. So while marriage in that sense may have been, let's say, heterosexual, to use a word that's not a biblical word, but for want of a better word, it may have been heterosexual, it was not, however, monogamous. Moreover, it was not only the case that men had more than one wife, if they could afford to have more than one wife. There was no moral reason why they couldn't. It is also the case that, in terms of sexual ethics, a man who was married does not seem to have been prevented from having sexual relationships with women other than the ones to whom he was married, so long as those women weren't married to someone else. If, for example, a man wanted to have sexual relations with a prostitute, and he was himself married, that doesn't seem to be ruled out by the system of sexual ethics that one can find in the Bible. So I do think that if one studies the views on marriage and sexuality carefully, in the Old Testament at least, one does realize that the assumptions about sexual ethics, about marriage, about gender, and so forth, are in many cases radically different than the views about sex and marriage and gender that one often associates traditionally with Judaism and Christianity.